arena was only 700 seats. I had to get my facts straight there. But okay. It was built in 1913, so obviously after more than 100 years of operations, you know, there were some improvements made. So they were able to award $150,000, you know, in rink upgrades. So that's been, you know, for our local rink, that's going to allow it to continue to operate. We needed a new ice plant, you know, which is the refrigeration system and dehumidifier,
sure,
heating system, sound systems. I mean, so this money is going to go a long way, and we can't be more appreciative of it.
Tell us a little bit about Calumet, Brad, and what goes on there.
The city of Calumet, it's a historic place. It truly is. It was at the epicenter of the copper boom that kicked off in the mid to late 19th century. And so that really put Calumet on the map. At one point in time, the population here was easily, you know, tenfold of what we have today. A lot of wealth was generated. A lot of copper ore was extracted from the area. Just about 7 miles away is the Quincy Mine, and it was one of the most productive copper mines, deep copper mine, deep shaft copper mines in the country in its heyday. Today, it's the home of the Keweenaw National Historic Park, and so it pays homage to that copper country history and the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears of the men and women who served in that industry, and it's really a tourism destination for anyone that comes up to the copper country.